It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is December 27, 2024, 2 days after Christmas. Happy National Fruitcake Day. You know, fruitcake has a bad reputation, and I agree with the reputation. It's just not really that good. It really isn't. And I think the reason it's 2 days after Christmas is because that's when people realize, you know, it's just taking up precious space in the fridge. It really is. And no one's going to eat it. There's usually one piece taken, cut out of it. And that's, you know, that was eaten by the person who brought it. So, yeah, National Fruitcake Day. It sounds promising, you know, fruit. There's fruit and then there's cake. How can you go wrong? It just didn't, you know, it didn't work out. All right. Into the birthdays, shall we? Bill Goldberg, 57. He's a wrestler. Savannah Guthrie, 52. And that's it. Happy birthday to those two individuals. Also on this day in history, we have none, really. I mean, there's obviously history on this day, but, you know, we like to do old American history, more recent, for that matter. But it was all old foreign affairs, and it was just, no, we're not doing that here. So that means it's news time. Let's jump into the news. This one from TMZ. Jamie Foxx says, "I want that glass thrower prosecuted." I guess he was at a restaurant called Mr. Chow's. And someone threw a glass at him, hit him in the mouth. I think it cut his lip open. But it's the article says that the authorities want to talk to Jasper Dolphin. I guess he's a part of the Jackass crew. And they're not saying, you know, he's not like a wanted man. There's no warrant out for his arrest, but they do want to talk to him. I guess they were there that night, probably being jackasses. But yeah, we'll follow that, see what happens there. Never a dull moment in Jamie Foxx's life, right? Still to this day, not sure what his medical condition was. Well, we'll always keep our ears open for that news. TMZ, judge rules Jay-Z rapé accuser can remain anonymous for now. All right, that's really all we need to know. All right, here's one from Fox. Elon Musk says U.S. needs many hypersonic missiles and long-range drones. Quote, "Anything man will die very fast." Yeah, you know, I got to agree with the guy. Obviously, he's got skin in the game. He owns a company that he actually started called Starlink, and I think he has, you know, plans of that being part of the whole system. But there's no doubt everything's going unmanned. I mean, and I mentioned that in a previous episode, what I thought Space Force was. And, you know, maybe a series of lasers and unmanned drones. I don't know, but I did mention that. And, but it is true, whether he's got a stake in it or not, he's right about that. So just a sign of the times, sign of the times. Here's one from Reuters. This is an exclusive. This is actually sad. People on crashed Azerbaijani plane say they heard bangs before it went down. This is terrible. I guess they were taking a second course to go around possible war zone. Flight J2-8243 crashed Wednesday in Kazakhstan. 38 people killed with 29 survivors. Man, it's hard to believe that someone you know, it seems like they all go or they all survive or something, you know. Actually, it's usually they all go, unfortunately. That's what makes it kind of somewhat terrifying to fly. Here's one from Reuters. Peru declare, this is terrible. Absolutely terrible. Peru declares environmental emergency after oil spill. I guess the company was Petro Peru. You know, what a bunch of assholes. It's affected 7 beaches and wildlife. And yeah, not good. Not good at all. But that is a good time for some good news, right? You know, counter that depression there. This one's from Good News Network. You got to excuse my voice. Still trying to clear up that old cold I had. Had to change a word around in this one, too. Just because the platforms, you know, they got restrictions on the words you can say. So, but invasive, quote, red rum hornet, remember those, are wiped out in the U.S. using transmitters that led back to the nests. Which is, they have a picture of it. It's like a little transmitter, and they actually, there's a trap where they somehow get entangled with this transmitter. But they, once it's attached to them, they can still fly. And they fly back to the nest, and then us humans, you know, we've got it on like radar or whatever, and we just go right to the nest and destroy them. And it worked. We eradicated red rum hornets. So, yeah, that is great. That's at Good News Network. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, folks, and click on all the things that help support the show. You know what they are, wherever you're listening to this. But thank you for listening to the show. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Be safe on New Year's. Please, you know, the old advice that I usually give, no drinking and driving, but I know y'all wouldn't do that. All right, we're going to call that a show. Until the next episode, next Friday, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.